What's up, brothers and sisters? Today is July 30th, 2022. This is episode number 241. Yeah, brothers and sisters, it's been a crazy week, let me tell you. I've heard and seen so many things that it's really, really sad to even have to think about, yet even talk about. But here's a definition that I want to put out there for you to understand before I break it down. It says, the action of protecting or the state of being protected. A person, a thing that prevents someone or something from suffering harm or injury. The castle was built as protection against the Saxons. What I want to talk about is protection. Protection. Now, the one thing that is the least protected pretty much of all things on the planet, in my opinion, that is of great importance to the world, but is the least protected. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the black woman. The least protected, but yet gets highly, and I mean highly, criticized, humiliated, not by just others, but by her own. And the sad thing about that, my brothers and sisters, I see why the black woman acts the way she acts. I am talking about, and I'm talking about just this week, and this happens every day, but just this week, because I had other things I wanted to put out. Now, more than likely, I'll put out again this week, but I had to drop this because when you around a bunch of us, I'm talking about black people, trying to hold a civil conversation or discussion, next thing you know, you see all the mayhem that breaks out. You see such criticism towards the black woman. I've seen videos where these celebrities, these so-called influencers, I'm talking about black rappers, of course not all, but you have these, let's just say these entertainers who are so critical, and I mean critical, in putting down the black woman. I've seen videos. See, these are things that are just there. This is nothing that you just talk about and it's never happened. These are things that are right there on print, right there on tape, that you can see how the black woman is truly, truly unprotected by her own. I'm not talking about no other group. I am talking about the black woman. I've seen black women. Matter of fact, I posted something today. Black women get slapped. Just straight out slapped. For no other reason than just being black. Humiliated. by no other reason for just being black. When a group of people want to come together, how can you come together if you can't protect your woman? I know other groups have certain things, but if there's one thing you will never find on a, let me see, a regular occasion, just straight out putting down their own. You don't have that out of the whites, the Mexicans, the Asians, or no other group. They may do it, but they do it to a point where it's hardly even noticed. But black folks, black men, constantly putting down the black woman. And that is what the world sees. The world, not just America, the world sees that. They see that from the regulars, and they see that from the so-called name brand celebrities in the black race. This is what the world is seeing. They're seeing how the black woman is unprotected by her own. Other groups look at the black man and they laugh. You may believe it, you can believe it or not, but they do. Because they see the things that you allow to happen to your woman. You know, all that, well, I don't know them people and they ain't got nothing to do with me. That's the point. You don't have to know somebody to protect them. I seen an old white guy walk up on this pregnant black lady. This old white fat man walk up on a black pregnant woman, and it was a little or nothing, but the man made it big. He walked up on a pregnant black woman. If it wasn't for that brother who saw it and acted, that man would have hit that woman, and she was pregnant, just trying to get in the car. But she was holding, she felt in her mind, she had to hold her own. Why? Because apparently at the time she wasn't around. She wasn't with a black man. She was out with her friend or family member or whoever. But she felt she had to try to hold. No, there was no punches. There was only one punch when the brother came and the white man jumped in his face and the brother lit him up. Because see, a lot of times we're seeing our young men, brothers, just stand around, not do nothing. I posted a video, and that video's got more hits than any other video I ever put out. And to me, I thought it would have been done died out, because when I first put it out, you know, to me, it's like, oh, okay. But it's still going. It's about a sister punching out some guy, some white man, who basically attacked her in her place of work over a straw that wasn't placed in the bag. He literally attacked this young girl. This is an older man. Attacked. She had to be. She was either a teenager or she was early 20s. Attacked her on her job. On her job. And hardly anybody. They went, but they didn't really do anything. The girl was getting beat. She was beating up him more so, because she was holding her own. Before anybody came to try to pull her away. But what they should have been doing was pulling the man away, more so than her. He the one who assaulted her. And this is a constant. This ain't just a one-time deal. This is a constant. So when you see the black woman and she's looking for help, because in her mind, and it's almost something that's pretty much embedded into her mind, that there is no help. There's no help coming. The black man is too busy
with the fact of wanting something that ain't black. You know, when you hear guys or things reported from guys, because I have a video I've been trying to upload, but for some reason I can't upload it. Maybe that's something that's telling me something. That you calling your women nappy head, ugly, black as tar, burr head, you know, things of that type of nature. And these are things that are said out in public. What do you think the world sees and hears? That type of rhetoric from their own community. It's open season. That's why I can't say that's the sole reason why, but a lot of our young people that go missing are usually black women. And not all of them are missing because of a mental health issue. I know it may sound good. That way it takes a little bit of pressure off of us. But it don't sound good even if it's a mental, because a lot of times the mentalness is coming from the fact that there was something that went wrong in a relationship. When you are not going and doing what you're supposed to do. I'm talking about us in general. But I don't call names. I'm not calling anybody's name because that's not for me to do. You have to know. That's why when you know yourself, you don't have to worry about what I'm saying. But you should worry about what I'm saying, because it's something that's frequently happening all the time. And see, now with the camera phone, everything is on video. So it ain't like somebody got to sit and lie about these things, because like, damn, you can pull up and see it for yourself. How entertainers disrespect the black woman. But the black woman is right now, she's lashing out. She's trying to find something to make herself attractive. Why? Because she doesn't really have knowledge of self either. Because all the fake hair, the fake eyelashes, the fake lips, the fake butt, the fake tits, that's the issue in itself. You talk about the white woman, but yet you want to wear the type of hair that the white woman has. Why? Because your man don't protect you. He don't stand up for you. He too busy trying to chase, quote, unquote, the bag. But then again, you're trying to chase the bag too, my sisters. And that's the problem. No one is focusing in on what they should be focusing in on. Unity is a thing of the past. People talk about, oh yeah, you know, we're building toward this. We're building towards nothing. How can you build towards something when you constantly got the same music that influences another generation? Each generation gets worse and worse. Each generation gets worse in its thinking. Each generation gets worse in its lack of self. So how are you going to build something? Of course, you have those who are out there doing something. But sometimes those ain't good enough. Because the same thing that people listen to over and over infiltrates the mind over and over and over. The same negative music, the same negative lyrics over and over and over. And you're not only that, your children, you dance to it in your house. You sing to it in your house. And your children are right there looking at you. And then they emulate you in the lyrics and the movement. My brothers and sisters. Because see, this is not just one group. This is a whole group thing. This is all of us have to participate. Because if we're not going to participate, then, you know, fighting for black causes and all that kind of stuff, to be perfectly honest, I think we're fighting for survival. And until we can ever
really try to fight for a black cause, one, we need to fight for self-respect. We need to fight for knowing who we are as a people, as a person, then a people. We need to learn who we are as a person, and then we can go on to the next step and learn of us as a people. Because the way things are going now, we can talk about reparations, and they can have a million groups working on reparations. Let me tell you something. As long as this devil's in place, we ain't never gonna get no reparations. Talk about it. They was saying that shit when I was a kid. Until that check is cut, they can keep on talking about it, which don't mean nothing. Because we're in the middle of midterms for elections. So of course the word reparations will come up every now and then, and that they're going to have discussions because it's midterms. So anytime when Whitey wants to get to you, he comes up with something that is appeasing to your ears. And then once the midterms are over, everything go back to status quo. Don't nobody care about you. Your allies. We don't have none. You can say the people who come to this country from poor countries, I'm talking about black people, their agenda is not to be involved with black Americans. Their agenda is to be involved in their own agenda, to link up with their own groups. I've heard this too. Africans, Haitians, Jamaicans. It's like, wow, everybody. But everybody wants to come to America, but everybody wants to put down the blacks that are in America. It's like, damn, ally, we have none. And you know what? We barely, and I mean barely, have them amongst ourselves. Because see, we are focused in so much on the dollar, getting the quote unquote bag. We have lost self-respect. Think about it. Not only have we lost it, we're still losing it. And then the future generations, they're going to be in the same boat. You can be a person to make a lot of money, but you could fall in the same category if things stay the same. Because ain't nobody trying to give you no job. To my black folks, ain't nobody trying to give you no jobs. Ain't nobody trying to do nothing for you, but basically get rid of you in whatever shape or form. But ain't nobody trying to do nothing for the black man or black woman. That's why you take the black woman, the least protected species on the planet. They have no rules that apply strictly for black women. Dogs even have rules. You kill a dog, or you abuse a dog, and they'll come for you. You abuse a black woman, and chances are they ain't gonna do nothing to you. Why? Because the ones that you pay taxes to help you, they're doing the same goddamn thing. I've seen sisters being manhandled as if they were men by these officers, these white race soldier officers, manhandled, hit, kicked. This is what's going on. And you know what? No one seems to talk about it. Yeah, they put it on a video, get some hits. And next thing you know, nobody says anything else about it. Or if they say something about it, they say very little. Because when you look on these social media, and most of these social media platforms, when they're having rooms, what are they talking about? Mostly. The biggest percentage is talking about what? How to make money. We ain't talking about self-esteem, having it or the lack of. We're talking about making money. How to get the bag. How to get the bag. Oh, there's 8 ways you should have 7 streams of income. How to get the bag. How to get the bag. That's all we talk about. That's all we talk about. It's like, that's all we know. While your woman, black man, is being accosted, abused, and everything else to go along with it on a negative end. While you talking about the bag. And people, well, you know, got to work, got to do this. Yeah, you got to work, got to do that. Everybody got to work, but goddamn, there's other things in the world too. Besides work. So, you know, excuses are always good. Because excuses make you feel good about yourself. The self-esteem of the black man is going right down the toilet with the black woman. But the black woman is, at least she's fighting or trying to fight for her own man. Not all. Some are just totally giving up on the black man. They just totally give up. They're like, I'd rather be with a woman. At least I'll get more fight out of her than I get out of a jive black man. And that's the feeling of a lot of our sisters. There are good black men that go out there and hold their own. But see, it's like that one bad apple, even though it's not just one. The good ones hardly ever get the notice. Why? Because the bad ones steal all the glory. See, our world, America especially, is built on a bunch of negativity when it comes to the people in it. And in the black community, it seems like it's even more. Because like I said, other groups of women, they don't get nowhere near the shit as black women get. Nowhere near it. The black man standing on the side while his woman is getting the shit beat out of her with a camera phone, giggling. I've seen that too. These are things that are not just made up so I can get your listens, to get your likes. Because like I done said many times on most of all my podcasts, I don't care if you like it or not. I'm not here to get your likes, your listens, to build up numbers. I don't give a shit one way or other. It's the message that's important to me. It ain't to try to build up numbers. It's to try to educate you on what's going out there so you can open up your eyes if your eyes are already shut and start doing something about it. So always remember that. So a person who listens to me can never say, oh, well, you're just trying to get this, trying to get that. Because if you know me well enough, you'll know. Because I done said it many, 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 many times. I don't give a shit if you listen to me or not. Because others do. Not only do, they study it, what I say. So with my own people who I've said it before, I made this podcast for, don't want to listen to it, don't. Don't. Because I really don't care. Because what you don't do, others will. And that's just how it is. The sad thing of it is we're so focused on a mythical bag that don't even exist. Because you may get some money, but you'll give it back to the establishment anyway. Oh yeah, there's some that's doing some things. Yeah, you know, which is always good. Because it ain't like this is the first time. Black people have always been doing things. So it's not like it's something brand spanking new. It ain't like the wheel hasn't been invented for black folks to be inventing things, or the black folks have been investing. Black folks did better back in the day than they do now. At least back in the day, they understood one thing that blacks today don't really understand. Owning property. Owning property. No. So don't think this generation that you're doing something special, because you're not. Technology has always been. We went from washing our clothes in a bathtub with a scrub board to having a wheel to turn and dry them out, or take out the excess and then put them on the clothesline.
to having a dryer and then a washing machine. So this technology has always been in progress. So it ain't like it's something new that your generation is the only progress. It's called progress. It's not called your generation has improved this. It's called progress. And the world has always been about progress. So it's nothing new when you think you're doing something. But shaking your butt, my sisters, it don't help you manage no better. Calling each other the B word, it doesn't help your situation no better. Disrespecting yourself in front of your kids, disrespecting yourself in front of your family, disrespecting yourself, it doesn't help. But sometimes just because a woman is lashing out don't mean that the black man can't come to her aid and try to do and have protect and protect his woman. Because whether you know this person or not, she is still part of the black race. And she still needs protection. If she wants to be with a white man, so be it. That's on her. But a lot of sisters are moving towards other nationalities. Why? Because they're looking at the black man. I know the media has put the black man down, but that don't mean nothing. The media has always put the black man down. I know it's even more, it's more crucial now because you got social media and all that, but so what? If you're a weak-minded person, I guess you can believe whatever the white media tells you about your people. Because one thing we don't do, we don't check things out for ourselves. So we let people just talk and talk and talk and talk about us, and we start believing it. Brainwash. 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 Brothers and sisters, you got to get it together. I've been saying that forever. I've been hearing that forever. I don't know if you will, but you need to get it together at some point. Because if you're going to get some of the pie, because you ain't getting all the pie, you can forget that. When there's 90% so-called wealth owned by the white man, especially here in America, that means there's only 10%. Well, actually, it's really less than that. I'm just throwing out a number that's easier for you. So when they say what's available and you ain't trying to get it, you don't have to worry about getting it. Because every group that comes here is scooping it up. So you don't have to worry about it. You can walk around with all your money phones and all this. And for what? Selfishness. That's why the black woman ain't protected. Selfishness. Everybody thinks they're bigger than what they really are. When you sit back and look at yourself, you're not that big. Your black woman. She's being used and abused. Used and abused. And a lot of that used and abused is coming from you, black man. People think it's so cool to go out here when these celebrities is making a bunch of babies with different women. And it's cool. I've been in rooms and I've brought up this subject. And well, they could take care of them. See, that's the mindset. So it's cool. You could take care. So you can make 1,000 kids. Just because you got a few dollars and you could take care of them, that makes it okay. See, that's the mindset. The mindset. The mindset of black people. Can't blame everything on Whitey. I will say that. Can't blame everything on him. He's done his part. But you can't blame everything on Whitey. Be honest with you, you never could. There comes some point when responsibility, black man needs to take responsibility for his own doings towards his own black woman. Can't blame Whitey for everything. And you know what? I don't. I never did. Yeah, man, the white man, yeah, he don't want to let me do this. Well, you can't put everything on him. You can't put the spending habits on him that we have. You can't put the lack of protecting your woman on him. He goes out and do a lot of the abuse towards your woman. You can't put that on him. Because he ain't there to protect her, no way. You're supposed to be there to protect her. Don't put it on him. Stop putting things on other people because the lack of responsibility that we continue to have, the lack. We continually have that lack of responsibility. Lack of responsibility. No one's saying, no one's trying to talk about nobody. I know a lot of people, those who listen, understand. This is teaching. This is not to put you down, but you got those who do listen and think I'm putting them down. Because see, you'll have people quick to talk a lot of S-H-I-T, but ain't quick to do nothing in solving that problem of protecting of that black woman. People get mad and want to fight and act stupid. And it's like, wow, when a white man is kicking you in the butt and calling you every name in the world, are you quick to go out there and say something to him? Hell no. And why is that? Why? Because see, I'm going to say this and then I'm done. When your money is being tied up with him, you ain't going to say nothing. Why would you say something? You can't say something. Why? Because you got to continue to go to him to even be able to get a permission so you can say something. But you can go out there and you can promote filth towards a black woman all day long. All day long. Because he loves it. Keep her down. Keep talking about her. And these silly guys go out there and they promote this stuff. And these silly women, they go around and they dance to it. So, see, falls on both sides. It ain't just on one side. It falls on both sides. But protecting of the woman, you can't get, sometimes the stronger species is supposed to be the man. But sometimes the stronger species is that black woman. Because she's got to do everything. If you got a jive man, you got a jive nigga you dealing with, sisters, if that's what you want, that's how you want to live your life, you can live your life any way you want. But don't complain about it. Because if you complain about it and you still dealing with some jive nigga, that's on you. That's on you. It's like, well, you know, can't get away from me. Well, you better figure out a way. Because your protection ain't coming from that jive nigga. As soon as that jive nigga get whatever he looking for, he gone anyway. Of course not all. See, you got to say this kind of stuff. Of course not all. Because I get a lot of small-minded people. And they don't understand. You know, I'm speaking in general. So you got to say these things. See, when you got to repeat something over and over, you get tired of that. Because I do. I ain't going to lie. I get tired. I always have to throw that in there. Because people just don't want to understand. I'm not speaking about all. If you're the one, I'm speaking to the ones who are. Not the ones who are not. But, you know, I get both because the lack of thinking just ain't there. Critical thinking is what was taught in schools when I was in school. They don't teach that no more. They don't. But if you can't think for yourself, then basically, you got a bigger problem than you realize if everybody got to think for you. But brothers and sisters, it is what it is. When is that change going to come? To be perfectly honest with you, I don't know. There ain't no set time. And we always throw out the fact, oh man, there's a lot of work got to be done. No. There's tons of work that got to be done. Because each generation is getting worse. It ain't getting better. You know, we see people graduating from school. Hell, we've been seeing people graduate from school and getting decent jobs and getting decent, going into decent professions forever. That ain't nothing new. It ain't. That ain't nothing new. Unless we're going to start having a collective change where we can see some improvement so we can really start to dialogue. Because little improvement is really no improvement. Because you continue to take more steps back than forward. So how much are you really improving when you're constantly taking these huge steps backwards after taking some decent steps forward. Protect your black woman. The black woman shouldn't have to protect the black man. The black man should be protecting his woman. And you're seeing more and more that it ain't happening. Like I say, this is not to hurt nobody. This is teaching. This is to have you look at yourself in the mirror. Don't get mad at your brother. Don't make no threats towards me. Because if you feel you got to make threats towards me, then you really need to take, you really need to check yourself and really need to pay attention and look in the mirror. Because it ain't me. I'm just talking about it. Or better yet, I'm just man enough to talk about it. That's how it is. I'm just man enough to talk about it. Because it's the truth. This is no holds bars. This is just the truth. But brothers and sisters, enjoy your weekend. Peace. Until we hook up again. This is your brother saying I'm out. Peace out.